Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena. Kirsten, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay, probably like everybody else.
Yeah, but yes. Bit of a weird one this week, isn't it? But we'll settle into it, I'm sure. And it's lovely to be able to chat to you.
Yeah, I love this connection thing that we're doing. This is a bit of a trial, but I think it's going to go well.
Trialing new technologies in the BFM studio here.
I know, exciting. And it's not the Z word technology everyone keeps talking about.
I've heard about this.
Hey, let's have a little listen to this. What are we listening to, Kirsten?
Okay, this music is called Go-Go.
Go-Go. What is Go-Go?
It's a really unique, individualized, localized music from Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And don't be embarrassed, because I know, you know, not everyone's American. They realize there's Washington State, which is on the left.
Yep.
Sorry, is on the west coast.
Yep.
And that's where Seattle grunge came from. And it's a beautiful sort of lush, you know, foresty state.
Yep.
But then on the other side of the country, for some reason, Washington, D.C. I mean, he's a guy that they named a lot of stuff after.
I mean, fair enough. He was probably quite intellectual.
Yeah, he's a big guy in their history. So Washington, D.C. is more like the size of a huge city.
Okay.
It's not a state even, right? So it's the District of Columbia.
Yeah.
And so you have all the politicians and all the political American buildings, and you hear about it all the time. But a lot of those politicians don't live there. They move. They'll drive outside to Virginia and Maryland to more gentrified, happy cities. And actually, D.C. is quite a black city, majority African-American population.
Yeah.
And this is a music from them. This is their music. This is Washington, D.C., like, host music.
Awesome. And so right now we're listening to Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers.
So this is 1979, Bustin' Loose. And you might have heard this one. And he's the godfather of go-go. He's the ultimate, you know, go-go guy that everybody acknowledges. And this song did become a hit outside. But of course, when asked to describe go-go, he just says, it's a groove, it's a feeling, you know, it goes on and on. And that's why they call it go-go.
Yeah, see, I wasn't sure what go-go was when you told us that this is what we would be doing. And I was kind of imagining maybe some more like 60s girl groups kind of vibes.
Me too. It is sort of lesser known, but when you hear it, you can hear the sound. Like when we hear all the songs this morning, you'll hear the sound and how it has influenced, you know, gone back into hip hop and funk and other music. So
yeah,
it's a particular flavor of funk.
Yep.
And just in 2020, a bill was passed in D.C. to make this the city's genre. It's the sound of the city.
Cool. Very cool.
And it was signed into law by the city's black female mayor, and one of the scholars of this music, she called it one of the blackety blackest moments in DC history.
That's awesome. That's so cool. This is
something that's theirs.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. I was gonna say, this song I think I know mostly through it being sampled, I would say.
Absolutely.
That little horn section is quite familiar.
But so you can hear the really rich, thick density of the percussion.
Yeah.
You know, so they use all full Latin percussion.
Awesome.
And, you know, which obviously isn't used in a lot of hip-hop or all of funk. And so this is a particular thing that's go-go.
Yeah.
Also, the call and response. You can hear him saying, get down, and then the audience answers.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So are we talking about
call and response and the percussion are like the main things that are go-go?
I think we're going to pull, because this is also an extremely long song, I think we're going to pull into the next one, which is by Rare Essence. Who are Rare Essence?
Well, oh my gosh. So they're another go-go band, and I could find hardly any information about them.
Wow.
And to even get the year of this song, I only get it from like their greatest hits releases.
Yeah, that's what I've got.
Why
it on
do you
here
think
too.
That is, Kirsten?
Well, I just think it was just such a local music, you know.
Yeah.
But you can hear that.
This percussion
hopefully
is awesome.
Yeah, you're starting to hear what go-go is.
Yeah, check the clock.
That's a good song for our Oahu, isn't it?
It is, eh? Do you know what time it is? Nah, check the clock, bro.
I feel like this was a fantastic genre selection for this week, Kirsten.
Yeah, this is really cool. So this is more obviously like a kind of a sibling to disco a little bit, or like maybe is it a precursor
funk? No, it's around the same time. Yeah. Funk, yeah. So this is just the DC's kind, and so just having this party atmosphere that's there. And in fact, it's been sort of attacked in the media as being about drugs and violence, and a lot of gentrification in the city has tried to sort of shut it down. So
I was going to say, this sounds very familiar to how
made
a lot of
people even solidify more about it, you know?
I was going to say, that sounds very familiar to how a lot of black music's been treated by the media, though.
Yeah, that's right. And so I guess it makes it people even more proud of it and feeling like it's something that's theirs.
Yeah, totally.
Because, Washington doesn't get recognized often as... this is where the phrase the Chocolate City comes.
You heard people
call it Chocolate City. That's Washington, D.C. And this music is part of recognizing it as Chocolate City. The people actually live there.
What do the BFM listeners think of this? 53955, anybody texting in, Tess?
You've had a couple of texts in, mostly people saying they love the segment, Kirsten.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
They're glad we're still keeping it up.
Well, I'm glad we are too.
But I think it's so hype and it's interactive,
people
listening to it and, doing the little responses to him.
This is awesome. So Rare Essence, bit of a mystery band. There'll be somebody who's got like every copy of a Rare Essence album.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
But it is one of those bands with like 8 to 10 people in it, these are big bands like Funk was at the time.
Yeah,
we have a
lot
of people on stage and it's party. In fact, Chuck Brown's band even has a real recently made Tiny Desk concert.
Oh, really?
And they're all in there.
That's so cool. I'm going to have to go give that one a watch. Put your Gucci watch on and synchronize the time and let's rock. Put your Gucci watch on and synchronize the time. That's such a good... Let's rock. Ooh, that's nice. Put your Gucci watch on, synchronize the time, and let's rock. Big fan of that line. So this is Rare Essence. We're going to go into the last track now, which is by someone that I'm sure most BFM listeners will be quite familiar with. Who is this, Kirsten?
This is Curtis Blow, which is weird, but, he's from New York, but this song, because of the flavor of it, it's credited as being you can hear the congas there right now. It's included as being go-go.
A lot of very good head nodding going on in the studio here from me and Tess.
Oh, good for you guys. It's supposed to give you an almost religious live experience.
Okay. So this is probably really good music to listen to while you're cooking your dinner or something, I would say.
Yeah.
So if people aren't familiar with Curtis Blow, what's his backstory?
You can hear his old school rapping style.
Yeah.
The peppy happy. So he's one of the early rappers and had some big hits. He's from Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
His big song is The Breaks. His music's still used if you watch NBA basketball today, you're going on in my house.
This is great.
And actually, Curtis Blow, because I have all the facts in front of me, in 1979, he was the first rapper to be signed to a major label.
No way!
Yeah, wow. He was 20 years old.
20 years old as well.
That's really
young.
So, what year is this song from?
This is 82.
82, okay. Yeah, it's got a bit more of that synthy flavor to it.
Yeah, so you're allowed to have some synth in go-go, but it still is a big live, sound as well. And things ain't what they used to be. But you can hear this call and response,
Totally. This is quite a good vibe for the Rahui as well. Call your friends, it's party time.
Except it's,
Zoom parties.
Is it party time?
Zoom, yeah. Zoom parties. It's Friday. You can have a wine with all your mates on Zoom.
Now, for all you complete music nerds out there, apparently they use two standard congas and two junior congas, which are almost never used and only used in go-go. They're half the size. So
probably
there you go. Get yourself a pair of junior congas. Oh, some sax. Woo.
Yeah, some truly 80s sounding sax as well.
His rapping is so funny.
It's awesome, yeah.
And also, the music is supposed to be exhausting, hot, and sweaty, but an incredible party.
Yeah. I'm kind of imagining the scene, some sort of like cool red lit nightclub, lots
yeah.
of people having a great time.
Where you get that swell of everybody, you know, lifting at the same time up and down.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that drum fill. One of my neighbors has started practicing their drum fills with all this free time. They're not bad. They're not bad, but there's only so many times you can hear the same drum fill.
So I've got another quote about how this connection with Washington, D.C. They say it's the point of pride. Generations of people have grown up with go-go. It's in our blood. It's the soul of the city.
Cool. It has got such a, like, specific...
Oh, don't say it. Infectious.
Infectious, yeah, infectious.
Don't say it.
But no, it has got such a, like, sound of, like, certain movies as well that now I'm thinking through in my head. I'm like, yeah, maybe they are all set in Washington. Maybe I'm just misremembering.
Oh, you're right.
You know, like...
And also, yep, any Washington sports teams will... Yep. They use these... this as well. So it's an acknowledgement to the community that actually lives there, not just works there.
Absolutely. Well, it's a lot of fun too. Party time indeed. So we're listening to Curtis Blow with Party Time. Before that we heard Rare Essence, Do You Know What Time It Is? And Chuck Brown with Bustin' Loose. Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers with Bustin' Loose. This is go-go. This is awesome, Kirsten. Thanks for bringing us this.
What's next week,
Oh, good.
Kirsten?
I'm glad you liked it. Next week, oh gosh, we're going to get even weirder. We're going to do drum and bass.
Yes! I've been waiting for this, Kirsten.
Tess,
I knew this was coming.
This is Tess's number one. Very excited.
Gosh. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll just interview Tess. Yeah, you pick the songs, girl.
when we choose the track, so Kirsten sends us a big list of songs from the genre, and then there's usually a bit of a discussion between all the BFM office crew about who we should be playing, and Amelia always likes to have her 10 cents in there and Sarah and everyone, and it's a bit of a team effort, but I feel like drum and bass, you can just take the reins on this one, Tess.
I'll ask around, but you know.
She's already
well, yeah, because then you can take the heat from the listener.
Exactly. Hey, thank you, Kirsten. It's really lovely to talk to you this morning. That was go-go.
Yeah, fun to talk to you.
Yeah.
Go-go from Washington, D.C.
This trial was successful.
I would say it was indeed. Hey, have a really good weekend, Kirsten, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
All right. Bye-bye.
Ka kite.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
It certainly